Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
How soon do I start asking you about trades and stuff, Matt?
This is Brewers 360.
My phone's always on.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. On the line, Brewers Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Are you on the road? Are you in New York?
I am. No, I'm at home. We got a bunch of draft stuff we're getting ready for, so we're wrapped up here with draft meetings all week.
Oh, that's not cool, because I think a lot of guys brought their families. I know Murph said he had the kids out there and was meeting his daughter who lives out there, and then who else has kids out there? Lane has his kids out. Level brought family out. Is this like a family weeks thing or something?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Oh, cool.
We do a family trip once a year for the guys, and it's awesome. You know, it's just the opportunity to bring your family along with you, maybe play a little catch with your kids on the field, and you know, it's really nice. And so I know that the guys are going to enjoy that, especially with the Miami trip ahead.
Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360 this morning. All right, Matt, let's get into it. We knew, you know, it was going to happen at some point. So the fourth start for the Miz, not what we had hoped for. He got rocked pretty good last night. What did you see?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is kind of what happens with young pitchers. You know, we've talked about this a lot. I mean, there are certainly going to be ebbs and flows along the way here with Miz, but the stuff is really good, and obviously it's really hot out there. It's humid. It's a big crowd. You know, a lot of ingredients there, but, you know, made a couple bad pitches, but honestly, you know, the body of work here speaks for itself. I mean, he's been great for us so far. And, again, something he's going to have an opportunity to learn from, just like Murph said, after the game yesterday.
Yeah, Matt, you know, and when something like this happens, it also gives an opportunity for the leaders on the team, whether it's Murph or a player that's been, a Yelich or a veteran pitcher, to, you know, sit a young guy down and go, hey, look, when something like this happens, because it's going to happen probably more than once a season, here's what you can learn from it. When you're on a hot streak like he was for the first three starts, it's like, I'm just going to let him hang out and just do what he's doing. There's not a lot to learn off of, but I can imagine this is an opportunity for some of that veteran leadership to step up.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you, and I think you see that even during the games with a guy like Chris Hook, who's so animated when he's speaking, and you know, just his body language, and he just loves all of our players and just, you know, gets so into the art of pitching and just learning in every moment. And he uses it as a teachable moment. And I think, just like you said, it's going to be something that he can learn from, both from our coaches and our veteran players as well.
So, Matt, we got one more in New York today. Would love to win that series, and then we go down to Miami. We're sort of in this run where we're playing teams. Well, the Mets have an overall good record, but have been scuffling of late. You have a series of teams that the Brewers are facing that, when you look at it on paper, you say, these are games and series that we really should win. Murph referenced it the other night when we couldn't close the deal, or sorry, the other afternoon, we couldn't close the deal on Sunday. You know, this is going to come back and bite you if you're not ready to play major league teams every night. Don't care what their record is.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think, look, it's all these teams are competitive. It's hard to win a big league game. Doug Melvin used to say that a lot. And, you know, I think just for us, we know those losses are going to come into play throughout the course of the season. But honestly, if we're just continuing to win series after series after series, we'll stack those and we'll take those every single time.
Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360. All right, Matt, the question that you're probably not going to answer, but I'll throw it to you in as creative a way as possible. You mentioned preparing for the draft. We also have the trade deadline sort of sneaking up on us as well. Brewers, what, three games out of first place in the Central right now? Are we buyers? Are we sellers? Are we maybe both?
Yeah, look, I think we've always tried to stay nimble here. I think that's important, you know, and when we see an opportunity, we want to go for it, you know, and I think obviously by and large, our goal here is to win a World Series, you know, and that is absolutely the emphasis that we put on our work product every single day. And I think that starts with Murph and all the guys in the clubhouse and us in the front office. You know, we're a united front on that. And so we want to do what we can to help the team, certainly, but we also want to do that responsibly. And so, you know, we're certainly canvassing the market on ways we can we can help this team, and we have great support from our ownership to do just that.
The future obviously looks bright, Matt, when we look at the youth of this team, and it still is a young team. That said, can you get to, if you're not there, can you get to a point where you could go all in on this season that we're in right now?
Yeah, look, I think you never want to close the door on anything, certainly, and I think we're very fortunate. Our scouts, like we've talked about, we're preparing really hard for the draft this year, and our guys for a number of years here have done a great job supporting our system, and you see young players coming up like Mizorowski and guys that have come through our system like Sal Frelick and Bryce Terang, et cetera. And so, you know, just continuing to build on that depth that we have and high-level prospects that we can collect. And it just gives us that opportunity to do what you're saying is potentially push more chips in. But right now, you know, we want to make sure that we're focused on the draft right now, making sure that we make the best pick possible and also try to do what we can to help the Major League team as well.
I don't know if it still matches up because we had the doubleheader in there and you never know exactly how things go, but somehow the stars may align. And when we come back home here and we get the Dodgers at American Family Field, it's possible that the Miz matches up with Kershaw. You're kidding me, right? I mean, that would be so electric.
It would be, yeah. And I think tentatively that's what it could look like. Again, we got the rain there with the doubleheader. So we've had to move a few things around, but yeah, certainly that series there with Ohtani coming into town as well is going to be a ton of fun, and it's going to be a huge challenge. And we've had some huge matchups with the Dodgers over the years, and seeing a Miz Kershaw matchup there, you know, right in the middle of that series potentially could be a ton of fun to watch.
How about Kershaw getting to 3,000? That is a ridiculous milestone in this modern era.
No doubt. Yeah, that was really special. I was going back and forth between that one and the extra inning game that we had in our Carolina team where we walked it off in Carolina. So I was going back and forth between Kershaw getting that 3,000 strikeout. But what a special moment for him and his family. He's a great guy, and I'm really happy for him.
You might be able to hang with that one on the wall, and it might end there because it's just not like it used to be where guys threw their arms off going complete games and whatever for the length of their careers. We're so much more attentive to pitch count and innings and all of that, Matt. Might be the last guy to get it?
Man, I hope not. I think, like, you know, those guys are certainly they're harder to come by these days, no doubt. But you know, I love that the idea of having that starting pitcher, and he's an icon, you know, and really special. I was fortunate to be around him, you know, as a youngster as well, and just a really special guy. And I hope there are more Clayton Kershaws out there for sure.
Matt, I want you to take yourself out of the front office and put yourself on the field last night. You're Vinny Capra. You're anybody facing Kershaw. Two strikes on you. You know that you could be strikeout number 3,000. Didn't swing last night. Took strike three looking. Is Matt Arnold batter swinging at if you know that you got two strikes on you?
I'm spread out, and I'm probably trying to put that ball in play. But yeah. But that's probably not going to happen for me personally. So that's why I'm on the nerd side for sure.
Didn't want to take it looking. All right, Matt, thanks very much. We'll talk again next week. Hope you have a great Independence Day as well.
You guys too. Thanks for having me.